Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling of bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and this video is part two in my series on how to use the internet to bring you more guests, more fun, and more money. So if you've been frustrated and overwhelmed by so much advice out there on how to really use the internet for your benefit, then this second part of my four-part video series will help you. To recap, there are four basic principles of using the internet to bring you more guests, and they are: number one, build a list; number two, nurture and care for that list; and number three, provide regular content for that list; and finally, number four, make offers to that list. In part one of this series, we talked about why you need to build a list, and I took you through the steps of how to build a list by identifying the guests you'd most love to welcome and where to find them on Facebook, and then creating what's known as a lead magnet for them to download. In this video, I'm going to show you how to nurture and care for that list. Step one, once you've got someone to download your lead magnet and now subscribe to your list, you'll need to build a relationship with them. This means creating a series of emails that you can set up in advance and will automatically get sent out from your list manager after they've downloaded your lead magnet. So what do you say in these emails? Well, first, thank them for trusting you with their details and reassure them that you'll never share them with anyone else. Then, let them know what to expect from you, what kind of information that you'll be sharing if they stick around. Step two, invite them to take a look at a blog post on your website and make a comment so that you can start a conversation with them. In other words, make friends with them and take care of them with your friendly communications. You're building the know, like and trust factor here, so they'll be ready to book with you when they're ready. You're also establishing your authority with valuable information that pretty much no one else is bothering to offer them, so that when they think of coming to your area for a particular reason like quilting or crafting, they'll only think of you. Step three, ask them to interact with you elsewhere online or even become a friend on Facebook. You don't need to let them in on your family events because you can add them onto a different list on Facebook, but you'll be able to let them see interesting posts about your B&B or your inn and your topic about which you're both interested and that will be valuable for them. I know that this can be challenging for many people, but if you want to grow your business without paying commissions to online travel agents, then learning how to use the internet yourself in this way is the way to go. And the good news is that much of this can be done on a set it and go basis, which means that once you've got it going, it will free up your time for other things that you enjoy. Stay tuned for part three, and if you like this video, then hit the subscribe button to be the first to be notified when I post the next one. And if you're curious to know how other B&Bs, guest houses and inns just like you have put these basic internet marketing principles in place to add at least 25% to their income in one season while working less and having more fun, then click on the link below to register for my next masterclass. Click on the link and I'll see you there.